Track 1, Manor Park. Who would have lived in a place like this? Who'd have thought that the Duke of Norfolk's son had lived here? They were a proper upper class. All descended from King Edward I, you know. Of course, there's no trace of the grand old house today. Fortunately, we have this image on the panel in front of you. The Howards. That's the family name. The estate was sold in 1925. So Lord Howard packed his bags and went to live in one of his other houses, Arundel Castle in Sussex. Glossop Hall became a school for a while before being knocked down. They've built a housing estate on it now. Today, we're going to spend an hour or so exploring some of his lordship's manor. Not just his private grounds, but the area we now call Old Glossop, the original Glossop. Much of it has been preserved from the late 18th century, when a few bold men, realising this area was perfect for making cotton on an industrial scale. With a bit of luck, we'll bump into some local people who can share their knowledge with us too. Now, you're probably wondering what these grounds were like when his lordship was in residence. Let's head out to our next stop to find out. Don't cross a pedestrian bridge over the river. Follow the path up through the car park, minding the traffic, and past the skate park. We'll stop at the panel in front of the ornamental lake.